Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, America. Welcome to post-election night in America.
Yes, we have a new president.
Yes, by the name of Barry Obama.
El Presidente.
El Presidente, like the beer in my country.
No, we have, we're still with our current president, Barack Obama.
That's correct. And for all of you that watched the election last night, colossal waste of time because nothing changed.
Nope. And Florida still behind.
I think they're still voting for the 2008 election.
Yeah. I think we should start giving them a heads up, like the day before.
maybe like a month before.
Yeah. Guys, here you go.
The absentee-minded vote, that could go into place. They all forget. Go to the polls.
They'll get a nice tan. Forget.
Forget. So,
all right. Well, we were up last night watching the election. It's been crazy. It's good times in the beginning because, you know, you're excited. You're wondering who's going to win, and you're looking at the numbers. You're listening to all the reporters. But then it just starts to get, like, kind of boring in the middle.
Yeah, it's really drab because you get all fired up from coming back from the polls and you're like, all right, I voted. I'm so American. I want to eat apple pie and like punch things and drink beer. And then you're like, okay, here we are. And then you just see all these people talking and talking.
It sucked that we just only got a sticker.
Yeah.
Like, I just voted sticker.
I know. I mean, you go to like open up a bank account, you can actually get a gun. You know? Or, like, you go to Dairy Queen.
Which bank account do you go to? Which bank?
Can't tell you that.
Oh.
Montana.
It's okay. Don't tell me.
Bank of Montana.
So how do you think he should did you see the speeches from Barack or Mitt Romney?
I missed it.
I was kind of falling asleep, but I saw parts of Barack's. And I always thought that he should just go in, let me reintroduce myself. I'm the president of the United States.
Yeah, he should have just gone into a rap. Yeah. Like, let me introduce myself. My name is Funky.
He did sound kind of confident, though. That was kind of cool. He was yelling a lot. He was powerful, and it was fun. I liked it. It sounded like he's going to be a different – like the first 4 years, he wasn't the president. He was just a guy checking it out. What's the Oval Office like? You know, it's white. Great. And now he's going to start doing some movements, like a chess player. We'll see what happens. It's going to be fun.
I think there should be more beer summits this time.
More what?
Summits. Remember he did that whole thing with the brutality in Boston, and he brought that teacher to the White House for a beer summit?
No.
Okay. Moving on.
I wasn't invited.
No, we weren't invited because we drink beer all the time.
That's right.
This is our beer summit. Welcome to our beer summit, everyone. If you're at home listening, grab a beer. If you're in the car listening and not in Massachusetts, grab a beer and drive because you can do that in other states, unlike here. You know why? Because we had an alcoholic wife of a governor that canceled happy hour. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Governor Dukakis. His wife was an alcoholic, and she would go out and tramp around, and he said, all right, no more happy hour. So he ruined it for everyone.
Dukakis?
Dukakis.
Dude, my cock is it. Whose cock is it?
Cock is that right there. Oh, my God.
Well, by the way, this is welcome back. I don't know. This is season 3 of the Fish and Wally show. Did we start it?
I thought we were looking for... Season.
Know what we did? We ended season. We started season 3.
We were looking at season 2.
The last time. Yeah. And now, I guess it's officially season 3. So
everyone is kind of warmed up. Yeah. And don't forget to go onto iTunes, guys. Come on, all those shows are there, and everything's there for you to go, rate and say, hey, you guys are doing a good job, or just Send us some
fuck
hate.
Fuck off.
Just send us some hate mail if you hate us. I mean, we need something.
Yeah. We miss our 400 listeners.
We gotta win you back. I think we should have a 400 listener party, like a rally.
We should.
Yes.
And give away presents.
Four more seasons.
Thank God. We'll be like 52. We're still doing the same show.
We'll be just like Backwoods Billy there. Doing, what was his name from the old seasons there? Bubba. It was Bubba. Bubba from the backwoods.
Yeah.
Bubba from the backwoods. Hey, if you're on, you know what? I'm gonna blog talk radio this. Maybe he'll come and listen. Bubba, where are you? I'll hashtag Bubba, and he'll come listen and probably talk a whole bunch of smack.
Yeah, we missed a whole bunch of. We did get a call last week. We were doing a. Was it last week? Maybe not. Obviously, we have jobs and other stuff going on, so we trying to do this show is a little bit of a task, but. But we're going to keep it going. And but we did talk – we were talking about football, fantasy football. And I guess we mentioned something on Tony Romo, remember? And I guess Tony Romo gave us a call.
Yep, he did. And it was he was not happy that we were talking about him.
But I don't know if that was Tony Romo, but
– It was. Definitely was. Swear to God.
He sounded a little pissed.
Yeah, he was. Well, we won't talk about him again today.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. So I do want to tell people I'm breathing a little more. It's because I'm getting fat.
Hey, it's the fall and winter. I mean, look what's happened. We have Athena today. Storm Athena. Now that we're naming these nor'easters, we're strapped in the house again. It's snowing. It's cold. And you just want to drink and eat. Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Well, the reason why I'm trying to
lose weight by drinking,
I'm trying to gain weight, is because I want to be fat. People find, oh, look at that small, funny guy. He's cute.
He's plumpy and cute. I want to pet him.
But I'm starting to realize this is really bad for my health.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I can't even breathe. All right,
I barely have room for drinking.
Let's go on diets.
Okay.
All right, starting tomorrow, we're going to go on the beer-only diet.
Ugh.
It might not be good for employment, but you know what? Hey,
alcohol,
the Spanish do it. I mean, they drink
helps,
all the time.
Yep, and alcohol helps the economy. So
it does. Helps local economy. Support your local brewer.
Yeah.
Shameless plug right there. So what'd you take away last night?
I thought it was overall pretty cool. I was drinking throughout the whole night. You were sober.
Yeah, I was, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I was drinking alone during the presidential election. I was going to say debate, but
yeah.
That just... Actually, we do have some news on that.
Yeah,
presidential debate. There was, right before the voting, the polls opened. There was a secret presidential debate between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And actually, tell him, Fish, I mean, I just got the jits of it.
Yeah, so you know those classic AOL chat rooms, you know, Lobby 69 or whatever, like Boston 1.
Joe Boys.
Joe Boys number 2.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that was a good chat room. I used to get in a lot of knife fights in that. But they went into an AOL chat room and started debating. So it was Barack Obama's screen name was Super Sexy 809, and Romney's screen name was The Virgin Slayer.
I thought it was going to be another kid. Another kid, 15.
All right, maybe it was. Who knows?
Maybe, who knows. But, yeah, they had a secret debate going on last night, which is pretty cool, I guess. I mean, they didn't want it to be public because they wanted this to be they cursed at each other. So,
yeah.
I mean, you were allowed to do anything on this chat room. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, if I had AOL, I would have gone in.
Yeah, a lot of people missed it.
Yeah.
The whole world, the whole country missed it.
Obviously, that's why we're reporting on it, because we report on...
We get the details, you know? Yeah, we're not just CNN. We're CNN plus two, CNN
and then underscore two. So, yeah, We wanted to actually go out and interview some of the homeless voters.
That's right. Well, you know, because this country, obviously the people who could vote are U.S. citizens and 18 plus. But there are other people who are U.S. citizens and 18 plus but can't vote, supposedly anyway, and those are the homeless people. So we interviewed some homeless people, well, one person that actually did vote. And we should ask him a couple of questions.
Yeah, let's roll that clip. This was his name was Virgil Spankton, I believe.
Virgil Spankton, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if that was actually his real name.
And I thought it would be like Boxtron.
Boxtron.
Boxformer.
All right, let's roll the clip, man.
All right, let's press play. All right, Fisher, I think we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, I think we might have to roll that clip later.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Something's wrong. Yeah, it's always a technical difficulty. It's technology. Can't do much about it.
We're not perfect.
No, we're definitely not.
We're so close.
So what I got from it last night was what I couldn't understand was some of the slogans. They were a little ridiculous. It was more vague.
There was only two slogans, Fish.
You sure? I saw more.
I thought it was forward and believe in America.
Oh, I saw a lot more.
Really? What did you see?
I saw backward was one of them. Incest.
Incest?
Yeah.
Romney?
Yes. In polygamy. Polygamy in Utah. Mormon Avenger.
We're going to get sued.
Definitely. Secret Service is going to be here in 10 minutes.
Sue us for what?
It was grease
for our beers.
Right.
That's a lot.
Get my beer.
It's priceless, actually. Yeah. What do you think about the slogans? I mean, they're kind of. I didn't like. I thought Barack could have been better. The whole forward thing. It's just.
Yeah, it means to me like he's on a horse and saying forward.
Forward, like, you know, like he's commanding us. Who does he think?
Driving a train. Right.
A chief.
Indian chief. Hey, chief, we'll go forward, not backwards.
Forward. I'll show you forward. I'm kidding, Mr. President.
That's what you say to the girls.
What do you think about Romney's Believe in America?
It's right on point. if you don't believe in America... It should be like, I believe in ghosts.
But he's like telling us, like, you know, you guys don't believe in America, so let me help you believe in America.
Believe in Santa Claus.
You know?
Tell me what to do.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do. Lead our country. Don't tell me what to do.
Right. Don't tell me what to do. And speaking about not telling me what to do, you ever noticed that Hawaii and Alaska, they never really care about their vote? They're always the last. I mean, polls close at like 8 p.m.
Right.
So it's kind of like, all right, it's still like noon at Hawaii. Everyone's still working.
Well, how many electoral votes do they have? I mean, 0.5 in Alaska.
So.
And maybe 1.5 in Hawaii.
Yeah, I think in Alaska, the salmon get the vote too.
Hmm. The salmon, the singing salmon on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Give me that fillet of fish. Give me that fish. Yep, that's them.
Yeah, I don't know. If I lived in either of those places, I kind of feel kind of puny. You know, kind of. Oh God.
You feel puny here?
No.
I feel puny in Scandinavia.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like you live in Alaska. And you're like, what would you do? You wake up in Alaska and you're going to go vote. How do you feel?
Frightened. I'd get eaten by a bear.
That's it?
That's it. And it's dark all the time. So you don't know.
I wonder if anybody went voting with blood.
Blood from the salmon.
Like they scratched it off with a beer claw.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess if I was in Alaska, I'd just shoot myself.
You would.
No, just kidding. It's a great state. It's a beautiful state. I don't know. Have you ever been there?
No. I haven't.
No?
No.
Well, you should go.
Have you been there?
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Where are you going with Alaska? Leave them alone. They've already been through enough. It's dark. People get attacked by bears. All right.
I feel like I can't curse.
I know, because we're being censored right now.
I know, we are.
Chinese. We're going to get a ruler across the neck if we say something crass.
That's not fair, though. That's not what this show is about, so fuck it.
That's right. So you can't be here. It's a rated mature show.
Yeah, goodbye.
Thanks for coming. She's about to drink, too. See, we can't even...
Okay.
Rated M for mature. Listen to the EA Sports guy.
All right, we... Yeah, we had some...
Did that come from the sky? So it's hailing. You get hit in the head by hail. By the way, Athena is now bringing hail, if anyone's listening, in the Boston area. So watch out. Nice. Thank you. Thanks, Yuka, for coming and delivering cookies and milk and happiness and rainbows.
Thank you. I didn't hear her.
I didn't either.
I don't speak English, lady.
Yes, lady. Go away, crazy lady.
I don't speak 7-year-old.
Eight.
I just think 7-year-old.
Right. Wait.
Not think of, I think.
Okay. Just make that clear for everyone else.
I think like, not I think of 7-year-olds. All right.
Now we're uncensored.
We're back to uncensored. Yeah, for a second we were. Yeah, I bet the people were wondering, were like, why are these guys kind of weird now?
They're talking about Alaska and it's like, there's really nothing to go on. Okay. The fun of doing radio show in your own home. Good deal.
All right. So we're drinking. Today we're drinking Corona. So this show is sponsored by not Corona.
That's correct. And not Mexican piss.
Nope. Nope. Tastes like shit, actually.
Yeah. Because you did put wine right there.
I know, but I didn't have enough, so.
Oh. All right.
Figure I'm going to save it. Whoa, what was that?
I sneezed.
Right in my ear.
So the big headline, I guess, today, the long lines. So I heard in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, there were long lines, but people got in the wrong line for the iPhone 5. Right?
That's right. In Nebraska. We all know Nebraska is full of nobody. So,
Nebraska, I'm sorry.
What did you say? I didn't hear it.
Alabama.
That shows I'm paying attention to you.
That's right.
I'm trying to get a beer, that's right. The best thing about this is that I feel like it's a wireless mic because I can walk to our refrigerator right here.
Wireless beer.
A cooler. Perfect. And we have a bottle opener made out of balls.
Yes. Thank you to my...
kangaroo balls.
My kangaroo balls came all the way from down under.
Australia, mate.
Australian for bowls. Crocodile bowls.
Actually, nobody actually says crikey.
No, they don't. No, no one drinks Foster's either.
Yeah, well, who would want to? It's a piece of
It's like us sending the Pat's Blue Ribbon to, I don't know, England and say this is our number one beer, and having like a whole commercial with everyone having fun and slugging each other. And
I would feel really bad for that, for us.
Like, oh, I want that American beer, Pat Blue Ribbon, that's so good. Go like an American steakhouse.
He would have an accent, though. Yeah. I like. Can't even do it. I haven't practiced on my accents in a long time.
Yeah. You need to go back to accent school.
They're in my accent closet. Locker, actually, and I forgot the combination. So I don't know how to use them.
Put it down, man. You need it. You need it.
Even my Boston accent is gone. I don't even know who the fuck I am. Who am I?
What did I do?
The next show, we're going to try and figure out where I go. Went.
That's true. We have to, because...
We have to find me.
Yeah, you definitely disappeared. But that's for next show. So tune in next time.
Yes.
I'll tell you what.
Do we still have that clip, though? I mean, we were talking about the Nebraska line. That's right, because they just got their iPhone 5.
Corn 5.
iCorn. Well, it's their slogan, or not slogan, but it's their, I'm breathing hard. I just want
to
keep talking.
Thing. I think you might have to stand up for the rest of the show. That's a big mug, too. Yeah, the iCorn 5. It's actually the iPhone they made for the Nebraska people in the shape of a corn.
Oh, cool. Good for them. I love corn. Now, do you eat corn on the cob, like, up and down? Or do you
mean eat corn the long way? No, I do not eat corn the long way.
Now, do you eat it, like, horizontal or vertical, like around?
Horizontal, because you know who taught me that was Bugs Bunny.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he did it like a typewriter.
That's the way I do it.
Ding, ching, ching. Now, I like to go up and down.
I think we all do.
Because I don't want to cover, I want to cover everything. I don't want to just miss a corn. If I miss a corn, it's going to be a really bad day for me.
If you went on a full diet of corn.
And beer.
Peanuts. And beer. Do you think anything would actually stay in your stomach?
That's a good question, because corn doesn't.
Nope, corn comes out.
Yeah.
Can't profit. Well, neither the peanuts. If you eat them whole, like bang. You know, like the ones you crack open, but the ones like the planters, the ones you buy at the store, you just like, oh, dump it in your mouth. Those don't really digest too well.
Well, those are the same as the ones you crack open.
Yeah, but it's better because it's more. Less work.
But it's a lot of fun. That's the fun part, cracking them.
And have just leaving them on the floor.
Have you been to a baseball game?
No, never. Not one where I litter. Litterer.
Liverer.
Liverer.
That's one of my... I went to this bar in Martha's Vineyard, and I walked in, and literally it was full of shells. And I, like... You know, you feel a little guilty for cracking some and leaving them on the floor, but you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really disgusting. Have you ever been to one of those?
Texas Roadhouse does that.
Oh,
they encourage you to put all the peanut shells on the floor. So if you have a peanut allergy, you probably don't want to go there.
Well, if you have a peanut allergy, then you suck.
Wow.
You need to get a life.
Tony Romo's allergic to peanuts.
Oh, fuck him. That's why he sucks in the NFL. He's going to call us.
I know he is. Jeez. All right. So, another thing I noticed last night, if you ever noticed Fox News, right?
Yeah. I hate those bastards.
They're annoying. But the thing is that if you are female and you work for Fox News, you have to be some kind of hot.
They are kind of hot, yes. They are hot.
Like, that's what's the interview process for that? Just as soon as they walk in the door, like, nope, goodbye.
Three buttons or two.
That's right.
If you have two buttons, maybe. If you have three buttons, unbutton, yes, you're in.
Boom. There you go.
We're in. Yeah, you're right. But you know what? They're very hot, too. And what I've just noticed, not just, but compared to when we first started watching TV, which...
What, in the 50s?
No, us in general. No.
Oh, yeah.
People.
When I was like three.
Yeah.
I think I knew what TV kind of was.
But, you know, like women were... You never found a woman anchor.
No.
Because it's Anchorman. And that's known fact. It's like Anchorman, of course. Love that movie.
Huh? She attracts bears. Put the whole station in jeopardy.
Yeah, I love that movie.
When is the second one coming out?
Next year.
That's too long. You know what?
Actually, time flies, Fish, so I wouldn't say that.
You know what I've been waiting for? You know what movie? Super Troopers 2.
Oh, that's coming out too?
It was supposed to come out last year.
Oh, really? I want to see, there's also a Superman, new Superman movie coming out, and it's directed by, I think, one of the people.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Oh, it's too soon, Fish. Too soon.
No, that's Christopher Reeve.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm getting all Reeves up.
I told you by thinking that I was going to say one thing, I did another.
Yeah.
Classic bait. But yeah, how it would be like the Matrix and Superman all in one. If Keanu Reeves did it. Like, whoa.
Whoa.
It's kryptonite, dude.
Wow. No, but we were talking about the reporters, how hot they are. Now, like, you find every single channel has a hot reporter. My favorite, of course, is Rachel Nichols. I am so in love with her.
You tweet stalk her.
I don't tweet stalk her. I tweet flirt with her. Like, if she says something and I saw her on TV, I'm going to be like, hey, Rachel, nice sweatshirt.
That's tweet stalking.
No.
I'm telling you, that's...
Then that means everybody's a tweet stalker because everybody follows someone for a reason.
Well, tweet stalking is one thing when you stalk a star. I mean, tweet flirting is sort of someone you meet at a bar and you kind of go back and forth.
No, that's not tweet flirting.
Yes, it is.
Man, you've been married way too long.
We need to open this up to callers, man. If you have a comment on the subject, 347-884-9731. Tweet stalking versus tweet flirting. Please shed some light on the subject.
I really think I am a tweet flirt. Because, first of all, I don't know how to stalk. I know how to flirt.
I don't know, man.
Dude, I'm a flirter. I flirt with my own mom.
Okay, all right. So
sometimes my sisters. I don't know. It depends.
Well, some people might think you're a stalker because remember that time they came here and the studio was set up in the room and there's like child's toys and you brought that one home and she was just like, I'm fucking out of here.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening, give us a call.
Oh, yeah. No, well, let me tell the story properly because you just made it sound like it was like...
Because you're a tweet stalker.
It's weird. No, I even picked up a random chick a long time ago and... She saw the equipment of the radio show, and I brought her to my room, which was that's when we first started doing the show. And there was nothing but just equipment, wires,
microphones, cameras.
Cameras. And she walks in, and toys.
And
she walks in there. She's like, I got to go. And she leaves me.
Yeah.
Bitch.
First evidence of the tweet stalker, I'm telling you.
Could have had an amazing 5 minutes.
5 minutes on top of a child's toy.
Mm.
Like, hey, you want to ride that little pony over there?
Mama.
Oh, boy. Here you go again.
No, all right. So, yeah, so all these hot reporters, I love it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm with you.
And you know what? They're not just hot. They're smart, too. Especially like the, did you see the, I don't know if you noticed the CNN reporter. I should have took her name down. But she was blonde and she was gorgeous and she knew what she, about politics. She was just perfect, in point, on point, and in point. And I am getting ready to burp, but I can't get it out.
Just burp.
There we go. And, yeah. So these reporters, are you looking her name up? Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
That's why I'm the producer of the show, my friend.
But yeah, she's smoking hot, and I love her, too. I love a lot of reporters. Maybe I should start dating reporters.
You should. Just small-time reporters. Don't have to be...
Yeah, should I start off with, like, small reporters, like on a cable?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to find her. Oh, that may be her, Sarah Smith, or Sandra.
That's possibly it. All right. Hey. All right. So let's just do this on the fly. We're going to fly through this list a little bit. I'm going to take.
She's hot. The girl in white. Whoa. All
right. Let's do that. All right. So we're going to do a top five list on the fly. Here we go. Top five of this top. Of this top five.
Top five on top.
Yeah. Some of these might be outdated. All right.
Did you put CNN? Some are NBC.
See, another Fox News. I think Inez Sainz is probably the hottest TV reporter. She's from TV Azteca.
She has an amazing ass.
It's pretty awesome.
Melissa
Stark from MSNBC is pretty hot.
Eh. She's okay. Oh, this one's good.
Lara Logan.
Oh, my God. Logan, her.
Erin Burnett from CNBC.
She has nice eyes.
Yep. Well, Erin Andrews goes without saying.
I'm not a big fan of her. She's overrated.
Betty Wynn, CNN. And my favorite, Maria Bartiromo from CNBC.
I think there's too many Marias in reporting.
Yeah, there is, strangely.
I know. Everyone's a Maria. Hey, you're Maria? Great. Come report this show.
What about Robin Mead?
She looks
like... that, like, headline news show now?
She looks like I'm going to divorce her. Really, look at her eyes. Yeah,
Your pickup line to her would be, hey, you're my future divorcee.
You're my future divorcee reportee. I don't know. I don't do pickup lines.
Yeah, I know.
I'm old-fashioned, like a caveman. I just knock them.
Knock them on the head.
Knock them with drinks. Unconscious.
I knock them metaphorically with my metaphors.
With my drinks. She's in.
So, on the subject of television, how many people noticed last night during the debate? Here we go back to the debate.
Oh, no, we keep saying that. Maybe we should have a debate.
During the election, all the stupid reality shows that we have, because I'm sure there was probably about 10 or 15 advertisements for some reality show coming on.
Well, that's right. Yeah. There's always something weird. It's weird.
It was the Moonshiners. That was it.
Oh, that's right. I was trying to figure. I knew we would get it as soon as we were talking about it because we couldn't figure it out for the past like hour.
The Moonshiners.
But yeah, there's a reality TV show called the Moonshiners, and all these guys are pretty much making moonshine. And that's it. And they're all drunk and stupid, but it's a reality TV show.
Yeah, we have a reality show right now. It's called Fish and Wally Show.
It's not really real.
So, this is real.
It's real. It's like. What would you think would be a good reality TV show? Now, you know that we do say this, that people are going to take our ideas and maybe make it into a reality TV show and plug it to some kind of producer.
Not if I put a disclaimer.
That's right. We are putting a disclaimer right now.
That's right.
I used to be a lawyer. Not really. I dated a lawyer once.
I play one on TV.
Yeah.
I play one on radio, actually.
I play one on radio. But, all right, so what do you think would be a good reality TV show?
American Can Collectors. I mean...
That's right. We talked about this last night. That was a good one. Can Collectors.
Well, if you do live in the suburbs, maybe you don't have as many as in the city.
But right. But let's tell them why we got this idea. Because, first of all, we see when we walk down the streets or whatever, we see a lot of can collectors, especially nowadays compared to back in the days. Like, a lot.
There's a lot more. And there's, like, fights.
Yeah. Like, they're competing.
They are competing. There was this, actually, one in front of the house the other morning. It was a Chinese guy. And then there was a Spanish lady with her son. And their son, like, attacked the Chinese guy to get our cans in front of the house because we drink a lot. And we're a very popular. I think we're the talk of the can community. Like, you have to go to this house on Sumner Street.
I think they should have like a trade off though. Listen, your can is worth 5 cents. My bottle is 10 cents. Just give me two of your cans. I have more room, and I'll give you this bottle. It's 10 cents. It's a win-win situation.
See, boom, we're just writing the script right now.
Look at that.
Disclaimer. Where's our lawyer again? Right here. I play one on radio. All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Our lawyer is Placidus.
John Stein, our lawyer, our radio lawyer.
Of course, we got to give him a Jewish name.
Why not?
It makes him more real.
That's right. More believable.
Yes.
Not Scal Filippotti. How you doing? I'm your lawyer.
Hey. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, but what's another one we had? It was...
America's Got No Talent.
America's Got No Talent, which is pretty much the half.
But here's the thing. It'll be like a spelling bee.
Okay.
All right, so you feel me?
And we, how about this? Spelling bee from people overseas.
Okay.
Like Asian people.
Or they're getting attacked by bees.
While they're doing the spelling bee.
Spelling bee. That's an idea.
No timer, just bees.
Just bees if they can't. Yeah, they'll just get stung so bad. Like, I give up!
In the bottom bit, no timers, just bees.
It's just bees. Stung to death. Finish him. All right, that's an idea. Karaoke wars.
Karaoke wars.
Go straight to Korea for that one.
They will, oh yeah. That's perfect because, I mean, well, they invented it in Japan. I was going to say, well, that's where they invented it.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's in Japan.
Wrong Asian.
Karaoke. Hiya. Yeah, so it's in Japan. We should do it in Japan.
Should.
But it'd be cool because karaoke is pretty big in Japan. So imagine we do like karaoke wars, you know, battle each other.
Actually, pretty good idea.
Yeah, we'll have ninjas versus samurais.
That's a pretty bad idea.
Business people versus homeless people.
Versus lawyers versus people that work at McDonald's and Burger King.
Sober versus alcoholics.
All right. I'm feeling it.
It could all work.
How about jockeys?
Jockeys. Now, we're talking about... Oh, that's right. Jockeys. The jockeys on horses, not jockeys at the gym.
The jockeys at the gym?
Yeah.
Gym jockeys?
That's what I was thinking.
Gym jockeys.
I don't know why. All right. Yeah, yeah.
The people who ride the elliptical machines, you call them gym jockeys?
I guess.
Not riding the elliptical anymore. Yeah. Sorry.
Never again.
Riding the bike.
Spandex. The horse riders.
I get it now. Gym jockey.
All right. That's right. The horse riders jockey. Now, a lot of people don't know a lot about jockeys. Now, we've seen Seabiscuit. And that's a bad horse sound.
You're on the set of luck. You should know how a horse sounds. Well, actually, luck, that's how they sounded because they killed them, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, actually, I've never seen that scene. My scene was just walking through a win.
Yep.
One of the wins that Dustin Hoffman was.
You got to put together a montage for everybody. I always mention your extra parts, and then we're going to put them. I'm going to do it. I'm putting together a montage.
It's more than just extras, Fish. I was an actor once. That's a long time ago.
Holy.
Jockeys. It'll be perfect because it's not out there, first of all. And jockeys are not just horse riders. I mean, they have stories.
They have lives.
Yeah, they do.
And souls.
Yeah, and they drink a lot and they party.
And they're huge cokeheads.
Yeah, big time. Just shockingly, because you would think... Small nose, big rocks, coke.
That's it.
Doesn't mix. I don't get it.
See, we should just do it. Let's make that reality show and put it on our website.
I think the jockey thing is the best one.
That's good.
You know? Like, people fighting, I mean...
Yeah, it's perfect.
And I'm sure there's, like, rivals against each other, too, you know?
Yep. But it'll have to be in Spanish, because most of the jockeys now are Spanish, so it'll have to be subtitled.
It, which is even better because I always feel like when people read something and then kind of watch it.
They definitely miss a lot of the stuff, so it makes it better.
I wasn't going to say that, but for sure. That was way opposite from what I was going to say. But let's go with yours.
All right.
All right, these Coronas taste good.
The last one. Mexican border jumpers. Now you have border wars, right? So we're actually going to get the other side of that story where the actual people
that
jump over the border.
They don't get enough credit.
They don't. I mean, they're dying out there. I mean, come on.
I mean, there's got to be like a story where these guys who are, you know, these I guess they're Mexicans.
I guess. A lot of them couldn't be, you know. That could be Taliban or...
Could be a myth. Who knows?
Yeah, alien.
But they're running for their lives to cross the country, to cross over to America and start a life, because Mexico sucks, obviously. Because do you see Americans running to, like, Canada unless you're a prisoner?
Unless you're under 21 and you're 18 and you want to go up and drink. That's the only reason to go over that border.
That's true. That's the only reason.
Not many times.
But I think, you know, that'd be a good show, too, because, you know, there's comedy somewhere with Mexican runners.
Oh, definitely. There's a whole bunch of jokes there.
Yeah, I see it. I just see something.
Mira, mira.
El border. Die aquí.
Aquí. Helicopter.
Coño, I want a Corona.
All right, we're doing that one next. So, move on to the fan mail, man.
I hope we don't lose Mexican listeners.
No, I don't think we will.
Okay.
We're probably going to lose our Telemundo broadcasting because we are teleporting live.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think we went way off on the election.
I think people lost interest then anyway. I don't want to get into the political thing anymore. It's over. It's done.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, you're right.
We got a knock on the studio door.
Oh
boy.
I hope it's a stripper.
Is it there? Probably not. Oh, did you mention about the strippers? How the polls closed?
No, I did not. You were there. Oh, look, it's snowman.
Snowman. This wretched snowman has come. That is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I guess someone just...
It's like paranormal activity.
It could be a voodoo doll.
It might be.
Looks like you, to be honest. It's white. It has an orange nose. So you.
So me. I am a snowman.
There was actually some confusion last night with the... Right before, I don't know.
No, is the one night.
I'm drunk, Fish. What are we talking about?
You're drunk?
No. Well, I've been drinking all day. Remember that. There was a record today.
Yesterday. There was a record today. Yesterday. Something.
Alright, so I guess there's like a record of last night where strippers were late.
Yes, because the polls were closed.
That's right, but they read it wrong. Obviously, strippers are stupid. They're just good for sex. Or just dancing.
They're people, too. Come on. I think we just lost our stripper listeners, too.
Oh, we love them. We should actually interview a stripper. That'd be good. I can get one in.
Alright.
You're the producer, but I usually get in the interviewers.
Alright, now that we have our own studio... Which is, it's the final time that we
just can't have kids in here.
No, we can't have kids. We got to block that out. We need a bouncer. So this is a call to everybody. We're hiring for the Fish and Wally show. We need a bouncer.
You get paid only in alcohol.
That's right. All you get to do is just hang out with us in the studio, which is finally complete, and you get to drink with us, hang out, and be with us. Looking for those three things. How much more do I need to explain?
That's right. Get excited. But yeah.
Did you tweet today?
Did I tweet? I think I did.
I can smell it.
Everybody tweets, Fish.
Whether it's private or public.
Oh, all the time. And also kids, the show is kind of ending.
Yeah, just 45 minutes.
But we're going to continue it.
Yeah, it's still going to be on podcast. So
right. Check
us out on iTunes. We got about a minute 20 left in the show. On the podcast version, you'll have to tune in on the last 15 minutes of the show to listen to our fan mail. It's pretty entertaining. If you want to send us any mail or anything like that, or you know what, why don't you just tweet us? It's much better. Nobody uses email anymore.
Yeah, just tweet us.
Tweet us. At Fish and Wally Show.
Well, we're going to continue this. But, yeah, pretty much our kids are now good to vote because they want kids. Because I guess they're doing, a whole demographic thing now where they're trying to find out. They have this whole thing where we know you're going to be a Democratic. We know who you're going to vote. Are we putting music in?
It's the outro, man. I have to put the outro.
But we're just going to continue
it. It's about the... How they're gonna color in?
Oh yeah, but the kids
rambling. You're rambling. All right. To finish this point, the kids are now gonna vote by coloring in the state, whether it's red or blue.
Red or blue.
That's what you're trying to get at in the last minute 20. All right, check us out on the podcast version, iTunes, Fish and Wally Show.
Peace. Peace, but we're going to come back. Stay on.
On.
Listen. All right. Bye-bye. Tonight we're going to talk to our customers. They like to listen to us, and I like to listen to them back. Okay. First of all, we're all about our fans. We love them. Hope they come back. We read some fan mail, which is kind of cool. I think
it's cool. I mean, I like fan mail, good or bad. It's great.
Yeah. So we're going to start reading some fan mails. And we're going to, I believe they actually, it's like they asked us some questions.
Yep.
So we're just going to read them in.
Usually, yeah, we throw out the questions sometimes. And then they'll just respond with the most ridiculous things we ever heard. So.
Okay. I'll start it off. I have a fan mail here from show listener 12.
Mm-hmm.
This one's for me. It says, Dear Wally, get a grown man's name. You sound like you're 3 feet tall.
Wow.
Never saw you before, but I bet you are. Okay, well, no one's 3 feet tall, and I do not sound like I'm 3 feet tall. That is ridiculous.
I sound like a man.
I do sound like a man.
Man, damn it.
I sound like a man. But thank you, show listener.
All right. That's.
I hope you become deaf, and your new name will be Show Not Listener 12. Yeah.
Be nice to the negative listeners.
That would be good for you.
Or else they won't write in again.
Two negatives is a positive.
That's correct. I got one here. Actually, it's for both of us. Dear Fish and Wally, I want you to both be my husbands, and I want to give you hand jobs. Signed, Bill from West Virginia.
Well, Bill, first of all, Fish and I are not fans of, come on, West Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. Now that Noel Devine left, so.
Yeah. But the hand job thing?
Still not a fan of hand jobs?
No, pretty much no.
Did you hear that quote? A hand job's a man's job, blow job's your job.
No.
Okay.
I don't listen to the news, Fish.
That's true. You read it. Tweet it.
I tweet the news. Sorry, Bill. Is that's his name, Bill?
Yeah. Her name.
Okay. Well, sorry about that, Bill, but it's a no.
No, we won't take you up on that.
But keep trying. You never know.
Flattering.
Fish.
Flattering.
Yeah. I got one that says, Fish and Wally Show Rocks. Ooh, this could be a good one.
Hi.
From Fish and Wally Show Rocks. Dear Fish and Wally, I had that email when I first started listening. And now you guys suck a lot of dick. Wow.
That was surprising. That kind of went off the cliff.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a good one.
Yeah, because you started off at rocks, and then, you know, they just trash us at the very end.
We don't suck dick, first of all.
Don't. Second thing of sucking dick, and, you know, we're not.
Dick suckers.
Yeah, just don't do that.
Regular human beings. If anything, we suck on lollipops, but that's it. It's
sleep like dick.
It's a candy.
Right.
That's all it is.
Another one on the more of the negative side. Dear Fish and Wally, fuck you, you douchebags, die. Signed, Tony Romo. See, he has it out for us.
Yeah, he does.
I'm telling you.
He does. We should do to piss him off? We should bring in Jessica Simpson.
Ooh, that's rough. I think we should do that.
We should do that.
Show number 5. And I'm putting up 4 because I'm saying 5.
I can't see. Too light. Too much light.
It's too light out.
I have another one. It's from Fish Sucks Wally Show 12 times or 12X. Sorry.
12X.
Not 12 times. 12X.
Not 12 times. It might be 12 times.
I don't think so. I think he's just bad at math. It says, this one's for you. It says, Dear Fish, Your chuckles make women grow a penis. It's awful. Wow, Fish.
I have that effect on people.
Really?
Yeah. I make women grow penises.
That's pretty cool, then. That's not – you know what? This is not a bad email. This is actually a compliment.
It is a compliment, and it's showing my true talents.
Yeah, maybe he saw you, like, talk to a girl, and boom, she grew her penis.
Yeah, but, you know, where did she grow the penis? Is it, like, in between her breasts, or is it on her forehead? I mean
– I don't know. I wasn't there.
You sure?
Maybe it was me.
Oh.
Was I dressed up as a woman?
You might have been. Halloween.
I got erected?
You erected a...
beer bottle.
Bottle. Stone. This one's for you. Dear Wally, you left your cat at my house. Signed, Gloria M.
Gloria M. Gloria M.
You had a cat?
No, I borrowed one from my neighbor. Because I knew this lady liked cats, so I took one. And my neighbor had like 4 or 5 cats, so I took one.
She wouldn't notice. I mean, she has 5 cats.
She has 5 cats.
4.
She can't be greedy. Mm-hmm. Who's greedy with pussies? Anyway, but I took a cat, and yeah, it's, I tried to hook up with this girl. I guess I left it there.
It happens.
She was 72 years old, actually.
The girl that you were dating or the one you stole the cat from?
No, the girl I was dating.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's funny because I stole the cat from a 52-year-old to try. I was trying to hook up with a 72-year-old.
So you're like Cat Robin Hood, in a way.
Yeah.
Rob from the young and give to the old.
That's right.
You're my hero.
Well, the old to the older.
Well, yeah.
52, 72. It's 20 years apart. But, yeah, I guess I am. I guess I am a hero. I got one from this is a long one. Wow. Cannot listen no more. Boom. Gun in my head 52. Interesting name.
That doesn't sound good. Whoever that was.
Yeah. Dear Wally, you suck balls. Do you wake up wondering what size of balls you want?
What does that even mean? Are you from outer space? Do you have chuckle balls in your pantalone?
Hey, this
signed excess. Learn English and write back.
Oh man. Yes, I like meatballs. That's it.
Right.
That's the only. So I'm gonna answer to that dickhead.
Yeah. Dear Fish and Wally, I hope you get off human. What the fuck? Signed, Hannah 52.
I hope you get off human. What does that mean?
No clue. See, now we're getting into the brunt.
I wonder if they're giving us, like, riddles.
Maybe. This is very cryptic.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out eventually if we give off humans.
Do we get off humans?
Yeah, we get off humans. Like, it could mean, like, do we get off
on humans? I can't even decipher it. Just doesn't make sense. Hannah, write us back.
Yeah, Hannah. Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
From Jana.
From Jamina Mamina.
You live in Canada, don't you? Eh. All right. So that's pretty much all the fan mail we have. Interesting. Very some positive, most negative.
Mostly negative,
but it's okay.
Well, I didn't ask for it, but I didn't expect it this soon.
We will take it. Who cares? But yeah, feel free to tweet us anytime, Fish and Wally Show, or
yeah, if you listen to this podcast, give us some love, man. We have no love on the iTunages.
It's coming back.
Yeah, we're coming back.
It's just
coming back strong.
Back strong. We're going to start doing a whole bunch of stuff, and we have, and I believe actually we're going to have some more interviews lined up because I have some people that want to be on our show actually from the last season that we couldn't get in. So, you know, it's going to be fun. I think we have some bands that I'm working with and a couple of musicians from around the world. maybe Miami, Florida.
Right. And
California.
I heard a rumor.
Well, it's a rumor then. It's not real.
I heard a rumor that we're doing a show Friday.
We're not.
We're not?
No.
Rumor is true. Okay.
I got to work.
Yeah. Work. Work, schmerk.
That's why it's a rumor.
Okay. Rumor killer.
I mean, I could do it while I'm working.
Well, what time do you get home from work?
Oh, after, that's right.
Yeah. We're having a party.
That's right, we are having a party. By the time I get home, you guys are going to be shit-faced.
That's going to be the best part of it. Another absolutely wasted show.
I'm going to have to, like, drink on the way.
I'll no?
Drink a bottle on the way just to catch up with you guys.
No. Okay. All right, so why don't we plan for, like, a midnight show on Friday?
Sounds good.
It'll be fun to listen to on podcast. And
that's right. We have a house party here on Friday night.
That's right. All are invited.
Yeah.
And listening.
Even the negative people.
Yeah, even Gloria M. With her cat.
Yeah. Even cannot listen to No More Boom, Gun in My Head, 52.
He's probably dead.
Yeah. So I guess that was his last email. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad we listened to him last before anyone else. Should we speak at his funeral?
I think we just did.
Okay.
All right. God rest in peace.
Good for him.
Grim Reaper.
Die. I'm kidding. We don't condone
the violence.
Or
we don't condone violence.
Don't. We do, actually, but not like that. Yeah, it's going to be a fun year, and it's going to be fun, man. So
yeah, we're going to go back to our old roots, too. From season one, we're going to bring in some artists and do some acoustic shows. And
right, we have space here. We have guitars. It's going to be a fun year, and it's going to be a cold one, too. This is going to be my first winter in 4 years.
And Walter's going to gain, like, 40 pounds.
I hope not.
He's going to be sitting down, like... You're going to hear him.
A microphone in my throat.
That's right.
Sound like one of those cancerous smokers.
No, it sounded like a guy from The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. Love that show.
Great show.
Great show. People should start watching that.
That's it.
We just plugged in The Walking Dead on AMC every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The Walking Dead.
Plug, man. Good plug. Man, they should give us money for that.
Tell us.
All right, y'all. We're signing off for the night. Thank you for listening. And if you're not listening, thank you for not listening.
Yeah. We like to thank our non-listeners, too.
Thank you. And, again, send us some tweets. Send us some love.
All right. Next episode is Friday midnight.
The drunk show.
The drunk show.
All right.
All right. Have a good night, guys. Thanks.